Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono holding things down for us all week.
I'm enjoying myself, man. It's fun being with you guys. I missed you guys yesterday, though.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I heard for a little bit it was you and Dan Day. You said Solana was with you as well.
Yeah, Solana was with us for the first 2 hours, and then he had to fly from Dallas off to a vacation somewhere.
Another vacation for this guy, huh?
I know, right?
Jeez. With that being said, I'll be on vacation next week. But
where are you going?
No, I have a show with Crowder on Sunday.
Oh, that's
Sunday.
Right. I was talking with Crowder about that, and he spoke very highly of you. I tried to downplay your comedic prowess, but Crowder defended you.
I appreciate it. Crowder has been very good to me, although I rarely talk to him because of how busy he is. Every time we do have an opportunity to speak, it always goes well. Nowadays, I actually talk more probably to his wife, Asia, who's really in charge of, like, not in charge of his life, but helps organize his life.
She coordinates. Yeah, that's what he was telling me, that he doesn't know what he's doing when, that Asia coordinates everything.
Yeah, thank God. She has been a total blessing.
I wish I could get my wife to do that for me, because I don't know where I'm supposed to be at any given time of day.
Yeah, my girl hates me too much. So there's
I have the same problem with mine. So
yeah.
Well, tell Miss Potty Mouth she should calm down a little bit.
Yeah, right?
I try to tell her, but as you can see, she gets aggressive. She gets aggressive.
You should have replayed it for her.
I should have, honestly. I cut it. I ended up cutting the piece of my mom speaking because she's so adorable. You know, you just want to hold on to your mom speaking on the radio.
And now I can't recall whether it was trash day.
Yeah.
That was great. Let's get into some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
We have a retirement in the NFL. That directly affects the Miami Dolphins and the AFC East. Not because the Dolphin has retired, okay, but because a enemy of the Dolphins, New York Jets, and potentially Aaron Rodgers' number one target, his buddy Randall Cobb, has retired after 13 NFL seasons. Yes.
Okay.
He is joining the SEC Network as a college football analyst.
Where did he play? Georgia? I can't remember where Randall Cobb played.
He played Kentucky.
You're thinking of Randall L.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Antoine Randall L.
He played quarterback in college.
I got my Randalls.
Yes.
Or he got his Randalls mixed up.
Different Randall there. This is Randall Cobb. He had 3 seasons in Kentucky, 35 touchdowns in those 3 seasons.
That's
he
more
is
to me.
In the UK Athletics Hall of Fame at the moment.
In college? Let me see.
So now this...
I think I had like maybe 25.
Let's see. How many touchdowns?
Two, but I only played like 2.5 years.
You are hard to have in college. It says you had no touchdowns. That's crazy.
I can't
remember. How many touchdowns did Leroy Howard have in college? Nah, it's giving me like the whole team right now. I need to go to sportsreference.com. Leroy Howard.
2025?
17 touchdowns at your career in Michigan.
That's it?
Well, you know what? That's rushing. So let's see receiving and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't
receive. I don't think I had any receiving.
No receiving touchdowns? Nope. Oh, okay.
Maybe one.
Yeah, I have kick and punt returns. I have scoring, but like
I had more.
No receiving touchdowns. None.
I almost had the same amount of receiving touchdowns in the NFL as I did rushing touchdowns.
Wow! How come they didn't throw to you at Michigan?
Because we didn't throw the ball at all.
Didn't need to when you're running down everyone's throat. Who needs to throw the ball? With a 3 Rose Bowls.
Yeah, when you got. I had, my average line was 310. That was in the 80s.
Woo.
So we ain't throwing the ball.
That makes sense.
How many fumbles? I have been known to drop it every now and then.
Happens to the best of us.
This kind of, you know, adds a little bit of curiosity for me with this retirement. I know he's probably just doing what's best for him after 13 NFL seasons. I can imagine Randall Cobb's just, you know, there's a chance he's just tired and, you know, wants to get paid to be on the SEC Network. But something that I've been seeing a lot recently is a reunion potentially. in New York between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. And as we dive into this, have you guys had an opportunity to see that new series on Netflix where they cover the
wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Everybody talks about it, but
Davante Adams is a jerk.
He is really.
So I'm sure he's dealing with poor quarterbacking for sure. You know, I'm not doubting that.
He has
that
been ever since he and Aaron split up. Yeah.
But the way that he is, the way that he deals with Jimmy Garoppolo is disrespectful almost. Everyone wonders why Jimmy, you know, they essentially gave up on him. And it's, you know, being revealed through these clips that essentially Davante Adams signed off on the Raiders benching Jimmy Garoppolo just because of how horrible.
Signed off?
Yeah, like essentially he's like, hey, you know, if you want to bench this guy, I totally wouldn't mind because
It's weird. It's weird because you guys know how much I love Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
And nobody's career was affected more than when Bill Belichick got rid of Bernie. And I didn't feel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird thing. I didn't feel, I was sad, but it was above my pay grade. So I never did that thing that I guess athletes feel they can do now, you know? And I had nothing but love for Vinny, right? But me and Bernie had kind of a rapport where I knew I was going to catch a whole bunch of balls. I knew he was going to do a lot of things with me, and I was going to have an opportunity. And that's just the way it was. Like, but I didn't have nothing against Vinny. Vinny's one of my favorite players. Well, just how long he played. So I don't know where we got in sports where that's okay.
It's very common nowadays too.
Right.
Players have they feel like they have say in thing. I think LeBron started that, Marcos. I think that was a
basketball's different. Yeah. I didn't say basketball. Okay, I'm talking about football.
Fair.
Now, some of the things that Davante Adams was quoted as saying is, you know, after getting a lot of backlash for the way he was seen and portrayed in the Netflix series, he says, "I love Jimmy. He's a great guy, but something had to happen in order for us to have a chance down the stretch and for me to remain a Raider, in all honesty."
Wow.
So essentially, he put the organization in a position of, you either bench him or I'm gone.
Hey.
Yeah.
Too late, dude. Too late. Too late. You know what? Me saying that I have nothing but love for Vinny comes across as genuine because I've never said a bad word about Vinny.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But if I had trashed Vinny and didn't say I got nothing but love for Vinny, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing but love for somebody you just trashed.
Well, it was like Jaylen Brown with Bronny James.
Inside. Right.
So another some of these things that are on the Netflix. I mean, and this is football, Leroy. I'm sure these are things that happen.
That's right, Dodger Toboggan. That's kind of two-faced.
What? You're talking about Davante Adams?
Talking trash about somebody and then saying I got nothing but love for him. Nobody don't believe that.
These are some of the things that he said during a game against the Lions. This is what he was quoted as saying on the side. Oh my God. I'm just reading these quotes and it's... All right, he says, "This is bleeping pathetic, bro," Adam said after Garoppolo overthrew a pass during the game against the Lions. "Just throw the effing ball, man. Effing tired of this effing bull bleep," Adams continued as he slammed his helmet. "I gotta get the F out of here before I lose my effing mind. I never been hit so many effing times in my career. Every game, I get bleeped up."
Dang.
So let me break that down for you.
Yeah.
And I would say this was during a game, right?
Yeah.
This also coincides with losing.
Correct, for sure.
Right, so, you're frustrated.
So put it in its proper context.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have that in me, right? To where I'm going to go on a football field like I ain't never made no mistakes and start blasting other people. That's not my makeup.
Yeah, for sure.
Nor should it be a lot of other people's makeup.
I mean, in right? the scene
there's
itself.
There's a way to go about that.
Yeah.
Between two people. Mm-hmm. I've had Bernie come to me and say, "Yo, you got to do this." Right?
Yeah.
Nobody heard the conversation. It was between me and him, and we were good. You know, I've gone to people and say, "Yo, just get on him. Don't worry about it." Right? You ain't got to do nothing special. Just put your body on him. I'll take care of the rest. Right? I don't care what you got to do. Get on him. I've said that to people. Right?
Yep.
But I ain't never came on the sideline and say, "This is ridiculous. We can't get no yards if don't nobody block. I got to get up out of here where I can go where somebody's going to block."
Yeah, right, for sure.
You see what I'm saying? It's counterproductive.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Because guess what? When you go out there next series, guess who's going to be your teammate?
At least he went out there next series. Didn't Antonio Brown once just like walk out of a game? Yeah. He's like, "I'm done. I'm leaving."
Now, what you're mentioning, Leroy, it's counterproductive because even in the receiver series, you can see the other sideline, the opposing sideline who he was going against, commenting on how frustrated he was and how he needs to get out of there. So now, not only are you upset and you're causing some sort of drama on your end, now the other team is seeing, "Oh, that guy's frustrated."
You know what that means? What? You know what that means? So every team that plays against Devontae Adams, they're going to get in his grill. They're going to be physical with him. They're going to do everything they can to frustrate him early in the game. And then you ain't got to worry about him at the end of the game. Yeah. That's fair game. You put yourself in that situation. So during a game, I would never give another team credit that they're getting me. I would never let them know. I don't care if my nose is bloody. I don't care if my teeth are loose. I don't care if I got blood coming. No. I just pop up, go back to the huddle. If I need to have a conversation, we have it in that little huddle. You see what I'm saying? But yep. I ain't going to never show my frustration so that they think that you're empowering the defense to keep doing what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, I'll be giving away one of the pairs of tickets I have. I have two pairs of tickets.
How are we going to give them away?
So we did the dad joke last time, and that went well. Do I trust them to do that again, or do I give them a trivia question?
I like dad jokes. I like laughing.
Me too.
I like the dad jokes as well. So if you're listening and you're interested, Sarah Silverman is bringing her post-mortem tour to the Fillmore in Miami Beach this coming January. Keep listening to us for details on how you could win tickets, and this is how you should do it. Line up.
That Reed kicked your ass.
Oh,
just
yeah,
now.
Totally. I had a stroke in between that.
Post-mortem
tour to the Fillmore. Because it's like post-more tour to the Fillmore. Like, ooh, what are we, Kendrick Lamar? I can't deal with this. Line it up on our phone lines, 305-567-0560 with your best dad joke. If you're able to make us laugh, that secures you your pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the post-mortem tour.
Nailed it.
305-567-0560. Give us a call. Give us a dad joke, or else Leroy's going to take all the tickets. We got more when we come back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. That song, "Laugh Now, Cry Later," Drake and Lil Durk. Let's see if we can laugh now or we'll be crying later. We have Cap for Life on the line here. Cap for Life, you're on the air.
Michael!
Top of the top. Cap.
Okay. So what's called a snowman that has a temper tantrum?
Temper tantrum?
A meltdown.
A meltdown. Pretty good. Donald liked it. A smirk from Leroy.
The delivery wasn't that smooth, but the punchline was good.
All right. Leroy's not buying it. Cap, I appreciate your call. Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold for now.
Yeah. You get it, right, Leroy? A meltdown.
I get it. Yeah.
Meltdown. He just wasn't a fan of it, man.
Dino.
Okay. All right.
Wait, just say, look, the whole point of the joke is if I need a translation of the joke, it ain't funny.
Marcos, you got it, right? A snowman. Meltdown.
I get it. Now I get it. Thank you. I get that.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you tell your secrets in a cornfield?
Because they're all ears, or
that's even better than my punchline. Too many ears around.
Oh,
we got another caller here. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name?
Tim.
Oh, I think Tim provided us with a good joke last time. I'm almost positive. I'm not sure though. Tim, what you got?
This one's not so hot, but it's towards you, Frog Boy.
Oh, damn it!
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
What kind of shoes do frogs wear? What?
Open-toed.
Good. You know, the reason why I like that one is because I thought he was going to say used, and that would have hurt. Tim, so far with open-toed. I'm liking that one.
Closed-toed would have also worked, right?
Yeah, anything with toed. Did you guys hear about the two rowboats that got into an argument? It was an ordeal.
Oh my god!
Oh, not a fan of that one, Leroy. Jeez, dude,
you get it right, Leroy.
Tough crowd. Okay, it's great. Now, my favorite part is going to be Dono asking every time if you got it.
Did I get it?
Did you get that one? We had another caller on hold there that probably got scared from Tim's good joke. So unless someone calls at the last second within
did Tim win last time?
No, Tim. If Tim is the Tim that I remember, he said he didn't even want the
want the ticket. Oh, that's right. He just, for the love of the game, remember?
For the love of the game.
Tim, if I anoint you winner of these tickets, is this something you want? Or are you going to say you don't want them? You're just here for the love of the game.
Nope, here for the game. Give it to the next guy.
Damn it, Tim. Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Of course, guys. Be good.
Tim, man, he just got to get these jokes off.
Dr. Tobago said Tim is a freelance joke maker.
He doesn't get compensated for these jokes. He just
Hey, Marcos, never buy anything from Velcro. It's a ripoff.
Leroy, did you get it?
Okay, get it, Leroy?
I get it. That's not funny.
I think the better jokes are us asking Leroy if he got them.
Yeah.
Where do birds stay when they travel? Someplace cheap. Come on. Pretty good. So I essentially right now I'm in the lead for the tickets based off of my calculations. It seems like I will be taking myself to the Sarasota.
So nobody else called in?
No. Hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
How do you tell it's a dogwood tree?
How do you tell if it's a dogwood
tree? The bark.
By the bark.
Leroy
gets it.
But he got it quick that time. I was trying to think of something like there's a twig or something about peeing.
The bark.
Yeah, the bark. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Here's another dog joke. Dogs can't let me start this over. Dogs can't perform MRIs.
Why is
but
that?
Cats can. Get it, Leroy?
Leroy's liking this. We're getting warmer. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name?
Steve,
what is your dad joke?
Alright, what did the Mexican fire chief name his two sons?
What did the Mexican fire chief name his two sons? Putting my career on the line with this one.
I'm gonna bite.
What did he name his two sons?
Jose and
Jose B. Jose, you see? And I'm glad I stuck around. Sir, I'm going to anoint you the winner of the Sarah Silverman tickets. Is this something you're interested in, or are you just here for the love of the game?
No, I'm interested in the tickets.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I can't even give these away. At this point, if you can, please.
Oh, my goodness, they're coming in. Why is the bicycle not able to stand straight?
Too tired.
Yeah, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
I don't even get that one. I'm going to put you on hold, caller. Thank you again. If you can wait, probably send it to commercial soon. I'll get you information there for the tickets. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
What a great
this
guy.
This is one of the things I look at on Instagram.
Yeah, them trying to.
I like to find these to tell my son because he thinks these are all legitimately funny jokes.
Oh no!
Hey, Leroy, what does a house wear? A dress.
Oh.
Okay. Wow, that was even bad for the bad dad jokes.
I'm telling you what, when they used to have those book fairs at school,
that's the joke book.
Oh, the yes. joke book. Immediately I'd go to the joke book, dude. Everyone would be tired of me by third period. It was great. When we come back, we have to play our favorite Tuesday game where we determine whether it's Goosies or no Goosies.
It's Thursday, dude.
That's what I said secretly. Words mean words. Thursday game, just like I said.
I got three more days to this week.
That's what I was thinking. Man, it's only Tuesday?
It's only Tuesday. Our favorite Thursday game, Goosies or no Goosies, when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hello, Figgy.
Hi.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Leroy and Dono.
These appearances are getting later and later. Huh? I heard them say hello to you yesterday at 1 p.m.
That's not true.
It's crazy, dude.
You're on delay.
15-minute delay. Wow.
A point's a point, you know.
Point for J.F.
I could have won those tickets.
You really could have. all right, let's start off with a few topics that maybe Dono's familiar with. I know he had a previous show. Was it Fighter's Fury? What was the show?
Oh, yeah. Back at that. Yeah. Fighter's Fury and Fight Night.
There you go. Mike Perry. Not sure if you guys
Platinum,
know him.
PMP. Platinum Mike Perry.
Indeed. He is currently competing in the middleweight division in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. But he is also set to square off against Jake Paul this weekend. Now, I don't believe they're doing bare knuckle. I believe it's a normal boxing match.
Yeah.
But do you get goosies or no goosies from Jake Paul's best opportunity at getting knocked out?
I've got a little Jake Paul fatigue. You know, I prefer when he fights, like, because he started to actually fight some like legitimate boxing opponents every now and then. Because yes. I don't know, the whole spectacle of this stuff. No goosies,
dang, dude. But he can get knocked out. Finally, you're not interested.
I mean, if he gets knocked out, I'll watch the clip 1,000 times. So that would give me goosies.
That's fair,
but. He'll probably win.
Leroy, what about you? Jake Paul potentially getting knocked out.
I think the bigger question is, why do we hate Jake Paul so much? Because he's gotten more money for some of these fighters than the actual representatives of the sport. And so
he's kind of obnoxious.
He is, but that's the fight game. Yeah. So I would say this. I would love for him to get into a ring with somebody who could actually beat him and just to see how good he is.
Yeah, Jake Paul, right? By the way, he's a -450 favorite, so he's a relatively hefty favorite.
Oh, damn, I didn't realize it was that much. Mike Perry, though, pretty tough.
He is tough, but he's Jake Paul. Actually, one thing people don't give Jake Paul credit that he looks like a decent boxer to me, but like people just assume, oh, it's a reality TV show guy, but he's actually a pretty good boxer. It would all the other stuff he does takes away from that.
All right. Jay Figg, the potential.
Which we said about boxers and about fighters.
Right.
Right, he could be really good if he wasn't for.
Now, I was all over my guy Nate Diaz beating. You know, I know again, like 305. I love Masvidal, but Nate Diaz has been my guy forever. Nate and Nick, I love those guys. So I loved that fight a couple weeks ago. I'm still mad. My guy Diaz apparently didn't get paid.
Did you think he like you thought legit though that it was like no question volume. He won.
Volume. I thought he won. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's incorrect, Donald. I apologize. I'm so sorry. No, I'm kidding. No, he did. He did win. Unfortunately, he still has not got paid, like you said. So,
yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Did he really win? Because I think the money was probably more important to him than other factors there. So, they owe him $9 million.
Wow.
Jay Figg, gooseys or no gooseys at the potential of Jake Paul getting knocked out this weekend?
I won't have gooseys until he gets knocked out.
That's fair. She's reserving her gooseys.
No gooseys.
That's fair. All right, topic number two. As we all know, the number one song in America for quite some time, Can't Escape It. I don't think it's still number one, but I wouldn't be surprised. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. You've seen it everywhere. You've seen different renditions of it. You can't open your phone without someone using it in a reel of some sort.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
There's no way this is a
first. I'm serious.
There is no way this is the first you're hearing of this. You know why? Because you're as you should be as a professional, tuned into the Miami Hurricanes a lot.
I am.
So, but there is no
look
way.
Look where he lives.
Okay, so.
I live in the facility.
That's true. I'm going to play a quick snippet of the song, and you're going to tell me that you haven't heard any of this? Let's see.
Psst. I see dead people.
Which, by the way, he's removed all sort of.
I have heard this. Yeah. I didn't know what I was hearing. Like,
correct. Yeah. So this Kendrick Lamar song, this dedicated to Drake, really took the internet by storm, breaking all sorts of streaming records. But apparently, fellow light skin Steph Curry has had enough. He was quoted saying, "Damn with this song. It's not the only song in America." To which LeBron responds, "I love it." Steph Curry, standing up for his light-skinned brethren, Drake. Does that give you gooseies?
Standing up for him.
He's had enough of the song.
Enough of that song.
If you like Kendrick, you don't get enough of that song.
The song is new to me, so I'm kind of digging it.
If you like Drake, then, you know, there's definitely a chance that you may feel the same way as Steph. I've had enough of that song. LeBron, who notably was cool with Drake, still loves the song, still willing to play it. Steph Curry has had enough. Does him stepping up for his light-skinned brethren, Drake, give you gooseys or no gooseys on this song that you had no idea existed, Dono?
No gooseys.
No gooseys.
No gooseys.
What a shock on that one.
No gooseys.
Leroy, gooseys or no gooseys?
No gooseys. Take the L.
Take the L. Jeez. Wow.
Take the L.
No.
Everybody
gooseys.
Loves the song. It's a diss track on your boy.
Mm.
Maybe he was implicated in some stuff you was not aware of.
Mm.
Right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Steph
and Drake asked for it.
He did. He did beg him to drop, according to him. Jay Figg, does him defending
number one.
Him. Yeah.
Was it actually clarified that he was defending him?
Nah, he was just saying he's tired of the song.
Exactly.
But again,
I have no gooseys because we work in radio also, so we constantly hear these songs over and over.
No gooseys.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to expect, Steph?
Yeah, I mean, but geez, hear it everywhere. We get it, guys. We get it. It's a good song. Speaking of retirement, we talked about retirement earlier with Randall Cobb. Now it seems someone is taking a step away from the spotlight. Someone make sure Tobin isn't listening, as I'm sure this is going to bring some tears to his eyes once he hears this. Adele confirms she is taking a break and doesn't have any plans for new music at all, essentially retiring. Wow. Does Adele's retirement give you goosies or no goosies, Dono?
I mean, how? What is she, like 35? And she's talking about retirement?
She's very young. Let's see.
She's very young.
Adele's age. She is currently
36.
64.
That was close. So
maybe. She just turned 33.
No, I'm going to say.
Maybe her and her man are going to get married and start a family.
Count their dollars.
She can still sing.
Yeah. But
I'm gonna say
she's going to take a big break from music.
Well, I think she.
Vegas, so she's had her tour basically.
Most of her music is about heartbreak and when things go south.
So you're saying when we need the husband, write about we need when the husband to good. Dump her, and then she'll write.
Some yeah,
everything's good right now.
True.
In a happy place.
Really? She did say she's quoted as saying her tank is quite empty.
Okay, she need a break.
All right, I'll say goosies.
She didn't say retiring.
Yeah, she didn't say you're the one who like lied and said she's retired.
He's putting words in her mouth.
She said, "I don't have any plans for new music at all."
Maybe her and Maverick Carter, or you know.
Well, that'd be interesting because she's with Rich Paul. So,
Rich Paul.
if her and Maverick Carter were together, it would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna say goosies, get some rest and come back in a couple of years with some.
It happens. Usually, here's what happens. And give Dave South a minus one.
Oh, wow.
So here's,
minus
here's
one. The
deal. Here's the deal. They come out with like an album. They do a little, you know, she did the rounds. She came out with her second album. She did a residency, right? And usually these artists have these breaks anyway when they either go on tour or whatever. So now that she did a residency, she's going to take a break. So it might be a couple of years before you get a new album. But that's no different than any other artist that comes out with a couple of albums, then goes on tour, and then, right. So it's not unique to music.
She's put out enough songs already. We got the old stuff to listen to. I mean, how many more songs?
She's only got two albums, right?
Really?
Yeah. Adele?
It's three.
Three. Okay. Three.
I want to say it's three.
Talk about lazy.
Yeah, for real.
I think
she's already been on a break.
I actually see more than that. She has more than three albums.
I want to say yeah, too.
Oh.
No, she has...
All right, Day South, I take it back, because you're right.
Okay, so you preemptively...
Okay, so she has four albums.
I messed up Sarah Silverman and Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings is the producer of Two Broke Girls.
Dang, when you said that the other day, I'm thinking in my mind, wow, so Sarah Silverman and Whitney Cummings are both involved in that show.
No, it's Whitney Cummings.
Well, you know what, Leroy? You get a minus one. How about that?
Minus one.
You've been mistaking things this whole week.
For lying.
I have. Well, that's because I've been on air more than you, so I've had more.
For sass. Lashing out.
Minus one.
That's cute.
For lashing out.
Minus one.
Minus one.
For the truth.
Lashing out. Thank you very much. And also minus one to you, Mark.
Whoa!
Minus one.
Because guess what? She put, I want a big break after all of this. I think I want to do other creative things just for a little while.
Oh, so you sent. Oh, he my said, goodness.
That's not he true.
Not, she's not even really taking a break. She's just
right.
Like,
she's
not
just
gonna
doing
sing.
Something else.
She says,
oh, my
if
goodness,
someone
Marco.
Says the tank is quite empty and I don't have any plans for new music at all,
new
what does
music,
that mean to you?
She's doing something else. That's right.
Yeah, she's doing river. Something else. Wow. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, how are you going to
see how I catched all your lies? You liar.
No way, dude. A big break from you. Okay, so how about this? This is we'll put a futures bet out. If Adele comes out with an album in the next 5 years, then you guys can get your money. If she doesn't come out with an album in the next 5 years, she's retired.
It'll probably be the next 5 years because she does albums every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but that's when her life wasn't good. Now she's rich. She's going to have a family. She's done. She's going
to
ride off
into the
sunset.
I hope that she's able to sing happy songs since you guys are not content.
We're over here handing out minus ones like Oprah used to hand out cars.
You get a minus one. In the final hour of the show, it's time now for...
four Marcos games.
Start telling the truth.
Nope. Never going to be time for that. Always need a little wiggle room. We've done summer blockbusters. We've done some summer trivia. Now we're going to be doing summer jams. Guess Ooh. That song, Summer Jams. That's going to be next hour on the Tobin and Leroy show.
Someone's
going
to get hated here.
Yeah. And just so you know, still have one pair of Sarah Silverman tickets. So if you think you got a good dad joke, feel free to call us 305-560-0560. More on the other side. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Oh, hello, Figgy.
Hi.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Leroy and Dono.
These appearances are getting later and later. Huh? I heard them say hello to you yesterday at 1 p.m.
That's not true.
It's crazy, dude.
You're on delay.
15-minute delay. Wow.
A point's a point, you know.
Point for J.F.
I could have won those tickets.
You really could have. all right, let's start off with a few topics that maybe Dono's familiar with. I know he had a previous show. Was it Fighter's Fury? What was the show?
Oh, yeah. Fighter's Fury and Fight Night.
There you go. Mike Perry. Not sure if you guys
Platinum,
know him.
PMP, Platinum Mike Perry.
Indeed. He is currently competing in the middleweight division in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. But he is also set to square off against Jake Paul this weekend. Now, I don't believe they're doing bare knuckle. I believe it's a normal boxing match.
Yeah.
But do you get goosies or no goosies from Jake Paul's best opportunity at getting knocked out?
I've got
a little Jake Paul fatigue. You know, I prefer when he fights, like, because he started to actually fight some like legitimate boxing opponents every now and then. Because yes. I don't know, the whole spectacle of this stuff. No goosies.
No goosies. Dang, dude. But he can get knocked out. Finally, you're not interested.
I mean, if he gets knocked out, I'll watch the clip 1,000 times. So that would give me goosies.
That's fair,
but he'll probably win.
Leroy, what about you? Jake Paul potentially getting knocked out.
I think the bigger question is, why do we hate Jake Paul so much? Because he's gotten more money for some of these fighters than the actual representatives of the sport. And so
he's kind of obnoxious.
He is, but that's the fight game. So I would say this. I would love for him to get into a ring with somebody who could actually beat him and just to see how good he is.
Yeah, Jake Paul, right? By the way, he's a -450 favorite, so he's a relatively hefty favorite.
Oh, here. Damn, I didn't realize it was that much. Mike Perry, though, pretty tough.
He is tough, but he's Jake Paul. Actually, one thing people don't give Jake Paul credit that he looks like a decent boxer to me, but like people just assume, oh, it's a reality TV show guy, but he's actually a pretty good boxer. All the other stuff he does takes away from that.
All right. Jay Fig, the potential.
Which we've said about boxers and about fighters.
Right.
Right, he could be really good if he wasn't. I
was all over my guy Nate Diaz beating. You know, I know again, like 305. I love Masvidal, but Nate Diaz has been my guy forever. Nate and Nick, I love those guys. So I loved that fight a couple weeks ago. I'm still mad. My guy Diaz apparently didn't get paid.
Did you think you thought legit though that it was like no question volume. He won.
Volume. I thought he won. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's incorrect, Ono. I apologize. I'm so sorry. No, no, he did. He did win. Unfortunately, he still has not got paid, like you said. So,
yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Did he really win? Because I think he the money was probably more important to him than other factors there. So, true. They owe him $9 million.
Wow.
J-Fig, goosies or no goosies at the potential of Jake Paul getting knocked out this weekend?
I won't have goosies until he gets knocked out.
That's fair. She's reserving her goosies.
No goosies.
That's fair. All right. Topic number two. As we all know, the number one song in America for quite some time, Can't Escape It. I don't think it's still number one, but I wouldn't be surprised. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. You've seen it everywhere. You've seen different renditions of it. You can't open your phone without someone using it in a reel of some sort.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
There's no way this is a
first. I'm serious.
There is no way this is the first you're hearing of this. You know why? Because you're as you should be as a professional, tuned in to the Miami Hurricanes a lot.
I am.
So, but there is no
way. Look where he lives.
Okay, so
I live in the facility.
That's true. I'm going to play a quick snippet of the song. And you're going to tell me that you haven't heard any of this? Let's see.
Psst, I see dead people.
Which, by the way, he's removed all sort of.
I have heard this. Mustard on the beat. I just didn't know what I was hearing. Like,
correct. Yeah. So this Kendrick Lamar song, this dedicated to Drake, really took the internet by storm, breaking all sorts of streaming records. But apparently, fellow light skin Steph Curry has had enough. He was quoted saying, "Damn with this song. It's not the only song in America." To which LeBron responds, "I love it." Steph Curry standing up for his light skin brethren, Drake. Does that give you goosies?
Standing up for him.
He's had enough of the song.
Enough of that song.
If you like Kendrick, you don't get enough of that song.
The song is new to me, so I'm kind of digging it.
If you like Drake, then, you know, there's definitely a chance that you may feel the same way as Steph. I've had enough of that song. LeBron, who notably was cool with Drake, still loves the song, still willing to play it. Steph Curry has had enough. Does him stepping up for his light-skinned brethren, Drake, give you goosies or no goosies on this song that you had no idea existed, Dono?
No goosies, sorry.
No goosies?
No goosies.
What a shock on that one.
No goosies.
Leroy, goosies or no goosies?
No goosies. Take the L.
Take the L. Jeez. Wow.
Take the L.
No goosies.
Everybody loves the song. It's a diss track on your boy. Maybe he was implicated in some stuff you was not aware of, right? You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Steph
and Drake asked for it.
He did. He did. He did beg him to drop, according to him. J-Fig, does him defending him? Yeah.
Was it actually clarified that he was defending him?
Nah, he was just saying he's tired of the song.
Exactly.
But again,
I have no goosies because we work in radio also, so we constantly hear these songs over and over.
No goosies.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to expect, Steph?
Yeah, I mean, but geez, hear it everywhere. We get it, guys. We get it. It's a good song. Speaking of retirement, we talked about retirement earlier with Randall Cobb. Now it seems someone is taking a step away from the spotlight. Someone make sure Tobin isn't listening, as I'm sure this is going to bring some tears to his eyes once he hears this. Adele confirms she is taking a break and doesn't have any plans for new music at all. Essentially, retiring. Wow. Does Adele's retirement give you goosies or no goosies, Dono?
I mean, what is she, like 35? And she's talking about retirement?
She's very young. Let's see.
She's very young.
Adele's age. She is currently
36.
64.
I was close. So
maybe.
She just turned 36.
No, I'm going to say.
Maybe her and her man are going to get married and start a family.
Count their dollars.
She can still sing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
she's going to take a big break from music.
Well,
I think she
had a whole residency in Vegas, so she's had her tour, basically.
Most of her music is about heartbreak and when things go south.
So you're saying we need, the husband to good. Dump her, and then she'll write
some music.
Everything's good right now.
True.
In a happy place.
She did say, she's quoted as saying, her tank is quite empty.
Okay, she need a break.
All right, I'll say Goosey.
She didn't say she was retiring.
Yeah, she didn't say you're the one who like lied and said she's retiring.
He's putting words in her mouth.
She said, "I don't have any plans for new music at all."
Maybe her and Maverick Carter, or you know.
Well, that'd be interesting because she's with Rich Paul. So
Rich Paul.
if her and Maverick Carter were together, it would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Goosey's get some rest and come back in a couple of years with some.
It happens. Usually, here's what happens. And give Dave South a minus one.
Oh, wow.
So here's,
minus
here's
one.
The deal. Here's the deal. They come out with like an album. They do a little, you know, she did the rounds. She came out with her second album. She did a residency, right? And usually these artists have these breaks anyway when they either go on tour or whatever. So now that she did a residency, she's going to take a break. So it might be a couple of years before you get a new album. But that's no different than any other artist that comes out with a couple of albums, then goes on tour, and then So it's not unique to music.
She's put out enough songs already. We got the old stuff to listen to. I mean, how many more songs?
She's only got two albums, right?
Really?
Yeah. Adele?
It's three.
Three. Okay.
I want to say it's three.
Talk about lazy.
Yeah, for real.
I think
she's already
been
on a break.
I actually see more than that. She has more than three albums.
I want to say yeah, too.
Oh.
No, she has...
All right, Day South, I take it back, because you're right.
Okay, so you preemptively...
Okay, so she has four albums.
I messed up Sarah Silverman and Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings is the producer of Two Broke Girls.
Oh, when you said that the other day, I'm thinking in my mind, wow, so Sarah Silverman and Whitney Cummings are both involved in that show.
No, it's Whitney Cummings.
Well, you know what, Leroy? You get a minus one. How about that?
Minus one.
You've been mistaking things this whole week.
For lying.
I have. Well, that's because I've been on air more than you, so I've had more of a chance.
Lashing out.
Minus one.
That's cute.
Lashing out.
Minus one.
Minus one.
For the truth.
Lashing out. Thank you very much. And also minus one to you, Mark.
Whoa!
Minus one.
Because guess what? She put, I want a big break after all of this. I think I want to do other creative things just for a little while.
Oh, so you sent? Oh my goodness!
That's not true.
She's not even really taking a break. She's just
right.
Like,
she's
not
just doing
sing.
Something else.
She says,
"Oh my goodness,
if someone
Marco.
Says the tank is quite empty and I don't have any plans for new music at all, what
new
does
music,
that mean to you?
She's doing something else. That's right.
Yeah, she's doing river. Something else. Wow. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, how are you going?
See how I catched all your lies? You liar."
No way, dude. A big break from you. Okay, so how about this? We'll put a futures bet out. If Adele comes out with an album in the next 5 years, then you guys can get your money. If she doesn't come out with an album in the next 5 years, she's retired.
It'll probably be the next 5 years because she does albums every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but that's when her life wasn't good. Now she's rich. She's going to have a family. She's done. She's going
to
ride off
into the
sunset.
I hope that she's able to sing happy songs since you guys are not content.
We're over here handing out minus ones like Oprah used to hand out cars.
You get a minus one. In the final hour of the show, it's time now for
Marcos
games.
Start telling the truth.
Nope. Never going to be time for that. Always need a little wiggle room. We've done summer blockbusters. We've done some summer trivia. Now we're going to be doing summer jams. Guess that song, Summer Jams. That's going to be next hour on the Tobin and Leroy show.
Someone's
going to
get hated here.
Yeah. And just so you know, still have one pair of Sarah Silverman tickets. So if you think you got a good dad joke, feel free to call us 305-560-0560. More on the other side.